Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal. A reported $5 billion fine against Facebook doesn't get the company out of the political or regulatory hot seat. The Wall Street Journal's Ryan Tracy will have more coming up. First, here are some tech headlines. Huawei Technologies, targeted by the U.S. as a security risk, plans extensive layoffs at FutureWay Technologies, its U.S.-based research and development unit. Hundreds of workers could be affected. The Wall Street Journal's Asa Fitch says Huawei has been hurt since the U.S. placed the telecom giant on its entity list in May.
This blacklisting, or the placement of Huawei on the entity list, has severely constrained its ability to do business in the U.S. When the U.S. in May placed Huawei on this entity list, which restricts any U.S. company from exporting to Huawei without a license, it meant that even Huawei's entities, its operations in the U.S., were restricted from dealing with the mothership, so to speak, back home. So for a company like Huawei, the largest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment in the world, that was kind of a death knell for that business. They couldn't really communicate within the different parts of the business.
FutureWay employs about 850 people in research labs across the U.S. The journal says that as the biggest wireless companies in the U.S. prepare to bring 5G to more customers, cell phone tower operators are shaping up to be big winners in the stock market. They could get another boost if and when the planned merger between Sprint and T-Mobile closes. Shares of Crown Castle International, American Tower, and SBA Communications all hit records in 2019 and are currently up at least 20% from where they traded 6 months ago. But there's investor concern that the stocks have risen too far too fast and that the companies face competition from smaller private cell tower operators. The feeling is that American Tower stands to benefit the most from the rollout of 5G, since two-thirds of its portfolio covers rural areas, the biggest target for 5G expansion.
Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Late last week, the Federal Trade Commission voted to fine Facebook $5 billion for violating previous promises to protect users' privacy. But the Wall Street Journal says the big fine is unlikely to get Facebook out of the political and regulatory crosshairs. Let's get more on this from the Wall Street Journal's Ryan Tracy, who joins us from Washington. First off, Ryan, the fine itself, big but not big enough?
Not big enough for a lot of the critics of Facebook, that's for sure. So this hasn't been announced publicly yet, we should note. What we've heard is that the fine is roughly $5 billion. Facebook made about $15 billion in revenue in the first quarter of this year, so certainly something that they can handle, and that's why we saw their stock price go up a little bit after the announcement, or I should say after the reporting about this settlement, which could be announced in the coming weeks.
Comment on this, if you will. Lawmakers from both parties have already said the $5 billion fine, as you said, was too weak. They want more requirements, such as structural changes to Facebook, and they've also called on Congress to consider new privacy limits.
Yeah, so Facebook is facing a lot of scrutiny, and the reaction to this proposed settlement, although we still don't have the details yet, has been not so great. You know, there's a lot of Democrats and advocacy groups in Washington who still have a lot of concerns about Facebook that go well beyond what the Federal Trade Commission is addressing here. For example, just this Tuesday, this week, there are two different hearings about Facebook in which Facebook executives will be testifying. One about the new cryptocurrency that they're announcing, Libra, and there's a lot of bipartisan questions about whether Facebook should be allowed to launch a new currency, a new payment system, and also about antitrust. Is Facebook too big? Should it be broken up? And that's going to be the topic of a hearing in the House on Tuesday. So there's a lot of fires that Facebook is facing in Washington, and this FTC issue that they are settling or likely to settle in the coming months is just one part of it.
So let me get this straight. The House committee hearing is about antitrust problems with Facebook, and the Senate hearing is dealing with Libra?
Yes, and the House hearing, we should be clear, also includes testimony from executives at other large tech companies. So it's a broad hearing about antitrust in the technology sector and includes witnesses from Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple.
What could be next for Facebook? I understand that it hasn't been officially announced. Could it be a possible expansion of the $5 billion fine? Because as you said, you know, it's kind of a fraction of what Facebook makes in revenue per quarter. Or could it be modifying the 2011 consent decree, which Facebook is accused of violating? You know, could it be more exposure to regulatory clampdowns?
Well, I think it would be surprising if the amount of the fine changed at this point. Based on what we've reported, the regulator has voted and decided that that's what the monetary penalty will be. However, what we don't know yet and what will be very interesting to look at is what other kind of requirements are imposed on Facebook as a result of this settlement. So are there going to be restrictions on the way that Facebook uses data, the way that Facebook takes personal data from its users and maybe shares them with third parties? That's a big part of Facebook's business around selling advertising. And we don't yet know the details of exactly how or if that will be restricted.
Ryan, which other big tech firms are being called to testify at Tuesday and Wednesday's hearings?
Well, there's an antitrust hearing that will involve representatives from the four large tech companies that are getting the most attention in Washington right now. That's Google, parent company Alphabet Inc., and Amazon, of course, and Apple, as well as Facebook. And they're all going before the House Judiciary Committee to talk about antitrust, to talk about competition in the tech industry. There's also a specific hearing on Facebook's cryptocurrency as well this week.
Is Facebook still feeling the fallout from the Cambridge Analytica scandal, this political consulting firm that was involved in sharing data?
Absolutely. And there's political fallout from that in terms of do policymakers and lawmakers and powerful people trust Facebook? You know, that was really a breach of trust in a lot of ways. And in addition, this FTC settlement really comes out of that scandal and will likely include some provisions that are designed to prevent anything like that ever happening again. Around, you know, what happened in that scandal was that there was personal data of Facebook users that was shared with third parties without their consent. So you would expect Facebook to face some requirements around how it handles personal data going forward, and we'll see how restrictive those requirements are and how or if it will affect Facebook's business model.
It really seems like the political backlash against Facebook is bipartisan.
Yeah, it is. You know, and Republicans and Democrats sometimes talk about the issue in different ways. So Republicans are very concerned about the notion that Facebook and other tech companies may be biased against right-leaning political views. They make charges of censorship and bias. That's not something that Democrats talk about as much. Democrats are focused on privacy and consumer protection and whether Facebook is abusing the consumers who use it. But what we've also seen lately is as both sides kind of get more fired up, there's a lot of crossover. You have Republicans talking about privacy. You have Republicans and Democrats thinking about, well, is Facebook too big? And should we be worried about the effect that its size has on competition and innovation and some of these things that, you know, as policymakers in Washington, they want to promote? And so there's really a lot of talk on both sides of the aisle about what to do. Not a lot of specific solutions yet. And so we'll have to see where it all goes.
I get the impression that Facebook thinks the political coverage and the media coverage of its problems has been unfair.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we've heard. My colleague, Jeff Horowitz, who covers Facebook, has written about this. You know, Facebook really wants to put this scandal behind it and wants to move on and to get back to the days when it was a company that was making cool products that consumers were excited about and where it was kind of viewed as a good guy in Washington, one of the champions of the American economy. And so there does seem to be some frustration when, you know, executives talk privately about the fact that they can't seem to get out of the way of punches from Washington. And unfortunately, you know, the reaction to this settlement suggests that those punches are only going to keep coming.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Tracy joining us from Washington. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.